Good day. This is the Technologies Cares 3 Daily Briefing for February 4th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III, and thank you for listening to this podcast. Please support this podcast by listening to it on a daily basis, subscribing to it wherever you're listening to this podcast, but then also sharing it with everyone that you know. I greatly appreciate your support. But then you can also go to patreon.com/KS3Tech and also make a donation to my podcast so that way that you can stay up to date and learn the truth about technology. So let's go ahead and get on with the briefing. First up is something that's really, really exciting because I always keep you up to date on this. And this is a progression for my iOS people, my iPhone people. There is a new beta version of iOS 12.2. And this is truly exciting, particularly for those that have an iPhone 10 and higher. Guess what's coming? New Animojis. Absolutely. So you have a giraffe, a shark, an owl, and a warthog that's coming to your messages, hopefully in less than another month. This is going to be some great things because the 12.2 update also shows Apple's hand for supporting the garbage that AT&T is pulling on everybody. And that is that messy of a marketing term, 5GE. The 5G evolution, which is utter garbage because it is only advanced LTE. It has nothing to do with 5G. But Apple is saying, hey, we'll go ahead and allow our iPhone users to be able to utilize it so that way that they're not left out of Android people who are saying, oh, we got 5GE, blah, blah, blah. All it really means is actually faster speeds, something that AT&T should have implemented a long time ago. But I don't know if that's good or not, but it's on my phone. Thank you very much. Next up is that we have what happened over the weekend besides a I'm still yawning from the Super Bowl yesterday. That was a snooze fest, really. But while that was going on, our favorite technologist, Elon Musk, and his company, SpaceX, tested their new Raptor rocket engine. This rocket is going to power the rockets that will take us to the moon and to Mars. And they had a very successful test. And if you go to Elon Musk's Twitter account, and you'll see not only a silent video of it, but then also one with sound. And I highly recommend for you to connect to some speakers or put it on your headphones, so that way that you can hear the immense power of this rocket. It is... I can't wait until they actually use it. I am going to go to that first launch whenever they have it. And it's just going to be just awe-inspiring. I mean, just even with the test itself is absolutely amazing. But this is a progress, and it's good to see that we're getting closer and closer to not only having manned missions back to Mars, to the moon, but then also to Mars. And what actually makes this different, this rocket engine, the fuel is used, methane is used as the fuel instead of the regular propane and whatnot. And this is great because methane can be mined on Mars. So that way that astronauts, whatever, can go and mine the methane, use it as fuel to make it back to Earth. Awesome. Next up, we actually have WhatsApp. For those that, I'm sure that most people know what WhatsApp is, but if you don't, this is another messenger application that is owned by Facebook. It used to be independent, bought up by Facebook, and what was bought like for $3 billion or some crazy amount. And it's definitely useful for people that travel international or know other people internationally because it uses your data instead of your cellular network in order to communicate. So it's a great way of really being able to communicate people across the world. Well, if you have an iPhone 10 or higher, you can now use WhatsApp in order to lock WhatsApp. Now, it's a great security feature for those that are concerned about security about people getting into your phone and then getting into your WhatsApp so that you can keep your conversation private. It's a great thing. And it's good to see that WhatsApp is using it. And it'd be great if other applications start utilizing Face ID in order to protect the sensitive data that may be on people's applications and on their phone. So good job, WhatsApp, for implementing that. Next up, we actually have Warble Parky. Warby Parker is an online glasses retailer, and they offer frames for a really great cost, stylish frames that would normally cost hundreds of dollars if you're by them at Lens Crafters and whatnot, and they are not owned by that one company, Lexicor or something like that, that own like almost like 90% of the entire glasses market. But Warby Parker is utilizing technology again. You know what? I think this is an iPhone 10 day. It really is an iPhone 10 day. And it actually shows that these companies are utilizing features that are in these extremely advanced smartphones. But with Warby Parker, if you have an iPhone 10 or higher, it uses augmented reality to measure your face so that way that you can have a virtual try on any glasses that they sell. And that is so cool because now you can really see on how the glasses will look on your face measured absolutely correctly. And that way that you can go and make a much more informed decision on getting the glasses before you order them. And that way you're avoiding, if you get them, you don't like them, you have to send them back or whatnot. This is a great feature. And it's good that to see that a company is utilizing this technology. And so hopefully everybody really did enjoy the Super Bowl to some degree. And if you didn't, well, you know what? Who Dat Nation should have been in there. That ends the daily briefing for February 4th, 2019. Again, my name is Kenneth Saunders III. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Definitely please support my sponsor, GoSoulTravel.com. That is GoSoulTravel.com. That is Go Somewhere Travel. For all your travel needs, use GoSoulTravel.com. Everyone have a great day and talk to you all later.